Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, founder of Perpetual Wealth Financial. If you're a woman who has recently lost a spouse, or you're suddenly finding yourself responsible for financial decisions you never had to make before, you are not alone. This show is here to help you navigate the financial and emotional complexities that come with that kind of life transition, so you can move forward with clarity, confidence, and control. And today we're starting with one of the most common and overwhelming questions I hear. Where do I even start? Because when you've just lost your spouse, everything feels uncertain. You're dealing with grief, your routines have been disrupted, and at the same time, the world doesn't slow down. Bills still come in, paperwork starts piling up, people begin asking questions, and often you feel like you're expected to make important financial decisions before you've even had time to process what just happened. I recently spoke with a woman, and we'll call her Susan, who found herself in exactly this position. Her husband had handled most of the financial decisions throughout their marriage, not because she wasn't capable, but because that's just how they had divided responsibilities over the years. After he passed, she told me something that really stuck. I don't even know what I don't know. And that's the place so many women find themselves in. It's not just about numbers or accounts. It's about stepping into a role you didn't ask for at a time you're least prepared to take it on. So today, I want to walk you through what actually matters in those early days. And just as importantly, what doesn't. Because one of the biggest mistakes I see is this pressure to act quickly. People think they need to get everything handled right away. But the truth is, most major financial decisions should not be made immediately after losing a spouse. In fact, moving too quickly is often where the biggest mistakes happen. So let's start there. One of the most important things you can give yourself in this moment is time. Time to breathe, time to think, time to understand what you're actually dealing with before making any irreversible decisions. Now, that doesn't mean doing nothing. There are a few practical things that do need to be addressed early on. Things like making sure income is still coming in, whether that's Social Security, pensions, or other sources. Notifying financial institutions. Beginning the process of gathering important documents. But notice what I didn't say. I didn't say reinvest everything, sell the house, make big changes to your portfolio, or completely restructure your financial plan. Those are the kinds of decisions that deserve careful thought, not urgency. Let me give you an example. I've seen situations where well-meaning family members or even advisors step in quickly and start making recommendations. Let's move this money. Let's reinvest that account. You should do this before the market changes. And while it may sound helpful, it can create pressure at exactly the wrong time. Because when you're grieving, your decision-making capacity is different. You're more vulnerable to fear, more likely to want certainty, and sometimes more likely to say yes just to make the discomfort go away. That's why I often tell clients, this is not the time to make permanent decisions based on temporary emotions. Instead, this is the time to focus on three things: clarity, stability, and protection. Clarity means understanding what you actually have. What accounts exist? How are they titled? What income sources are available? And what your current financial picture really looks like. Because until you have clarity, any decision you make is just a guess. Stability means making sure your day-to-day life continues to function. Bills are being paid, cash flow is consistent, there's no immediate financial stress adding to what you're already dealing with emotionally. And protection means making sure nothing falls through the cracks. That assets are properly transferred, beneficiaries are reviewed, and you're not exposed to unnecessary risk during this transition. Now, going back to Susan, When we first started working together, she felt like she needed to make decisions quickly, just to feel in control. But once we slowed things down and focused on clarity first, something shifted. She started to feel more grounded, more confident, less reactive, and that's really the goal in this stage. Not to have everything figured out overnight, but to move from overwhelmed to oriented. Because once you're oriented, then you can begin making those thoughtful decisions about what comes next. Another important piece of this that doesn't get talked about enough is trust. After losing a spouse, you might find that people show up offering help. Some of that help is genuine, some of it may not be. And it can be very difficult to tell the differences when you're in a vulnerable position. So one of the best things you can do is resist the urge to make quick commitments. You don't need to sign anything immediately. You don't need to move money right away. And you absolutely have the right to say, I need to think about this. A good advisor, someone who truly has your best interests at heart, will respect that. They won't push you, they won't pressure you, and they'll help you understand your options, not push you toward a decision. Now, I want to pause here for a moment and acknowledge something deeper, because everything we've talked about so far is practical, but there's also an emotional reality underneath all of this. For many women, this isn't just about managing finances. It's about stepping into a new identity, from partner to decision maker, from shared responsibility to full responsibility. And that shift can feel heavy. It can bring up doubt, fear, even questions like, am I going to be able to handle this? If that's something you're feeling, I want you to hear this clearly. You are more capable than you think. You don't have to know everything today. You don't have to do this perfectly, and you don't have to do it alone. The goal is not perfection. The goal is progress with the right support. So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a few simple next steps, not a long checklist, just a starting point. First, give yourself permission to slow down. You are allowed to take time before making major financial decisions. Second, begin gathering information, accounts, statements, policies, anything that helps you understand your full picture. And third, find someone you trust to help guide you through this. Not someone who rushes you, but someone who listens, explains, and helps you move forward at a pace that feels right for you. Because this process, it's not about getting back to where you were. It's about building what comes next with intention. If today's episode resonated with you and you're navigating these decisions on your own, I want you to know you don't have to figure this out by yourself. At Perpetual Wealth Financial, we specialize in helping women move from overwhelmed and uncertain to clear, confident, and in control of their financial future. If you'd like a second set of eyes on your situation or just a conversation to help you think through your next steps, you can reach out to us directly through our website or give us a call. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Until then, take care of yourself and remember, you deserve to feel confident about where you're going.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.